taking in how you are in this moment, just in a very general way. Is there ease or agitation? Tension or relaxation? Just in a broad sense, how are you? Starting from this place, we connect with that capacity of mindfulness, of awareness, that simply receives and has an open, honest recognition of what is here in this moment. And as we acknowledge that, without judgment, without trying to change it initially, just opening to this is how it is right now. That experience, that connection to this is how it is right now, can start to shift our experience a little bit. When we don't recognize what's here, habits and patterns are often conditioning the next moments of experience with awareness of what's here. That awareness without judgment or attempting to fix or change is a condition that can shift from being driven by those habits to just being aware, oh, that's what's happening right now. There's tension, there's ease, or there's frustration, or there's agitation. Mindfulness is this beautiful, amazing capacity that will support and nourish wholesome tendencies of mind, ease, and connectedness, and will create the conditions for a weakening or a letting go of reactivity. So, just this simple acknowledging how you are in this moment can have a power to it. And actually, that can be the entire meditation. How is it in this moment? When mindfulness meets that, what happens? And there can be times when mindfulness meeting this moment, the momentum or the strength of a reactivity can be stronger than our capacity to just simply meet it with non-reactive mindfulness. And if that does seem to be the case, then it can be useful to explore some supports for the mind to be able to connect. One of those great supports is relaxation. This can be very supportive just to relax the body, turning the attention to where tension may be held and exploring. Can that soften? Can that relax? Maybe the body can relax. And maybe too, the mind can relax. Mental tension is often expressed through worries, concerns, thoughts about past or future. Sometimes we can allow a softening around that thinking. Recognize maybe that's not an issue I need to worry about right now. Just setting it aside. Gill sometimes says relaxing that thinking muscle. With whatever measure of relaxation is available in this moment, that relaxation can support very natural awareness, recognition of what's happening in the present moment. Being aware of what's happening in the present moment is a natural functioning of our minds when the mind is not caught up in worries, concerns, thoughts of past or future, thoughts of present. This is one of the things our mind is designed to do, to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. And so, can we allow that natural process to happen? Relaxation supports that. Are you aware? And that awareness will naturally be connecting to knowing some aspect of experience, maybe body sensation. Or hearing. Maybe the breath. Or contact points where your hips are touching the chair cushion. be moods or states of mind, emotions, thoughts even. Just relaxing and receiving what awareness is naturally receiving already, without needing to be controlling what awareness is receiving. Awareness will receive something. This is a little bit of a stepping back from being in charge, resting within experience and receiving what's here. Kind of a curiosity of, as if you are a naturalist, our bodies and minds are nature. They are part of nature. They have conditions unfolding like nature. A naturalist might go out into nature and just sit. Just be available to recognize what's happening in this nature, in this place, with that sitting quietly, nature begins to reveal itself. Animals may come out that wouldn't come out if you were kind of crashing through. Just sitting quietly in nature, nature begins to show up. And you can learn, witness. Likewise, that kind of stance of just witnessing, just curiosity, what's here today in this nature of body and mind? And at times, our attention may be drawn to some particular area, something comes out in that nature. And the attention may be drawn to that, and that's fine. Maybe the breath catches the attention and it rests with the breath for a little while. Maybe other body sensations. Receiving experience with a kind of curiosity, what's showing up? And at times, as with the naturalist, things can happen or kind of come through where it's not so useful to just keep sitting there quietly. If you're in a forest and a fire comes through, useful to get out. Likewise, in our meditation, the equivalent of a firestorm can come through. And sometimes we can just open to and be aware of that. When the mindfulness is strong, it can open to and receive even strong experiences of reactivity without being swept away by them. But there can be times when it's useful to recognize, wow, that's stronger than the ability to be aware right now. Useful to turn the attention to something else that's simpler, more able to stay connected with, often something neutral, like your connection with your hands, sensations of hands or feet. Sometimes opening the eyes can be helpful at that point, just taking in seeing happening. And receiving that. A time after a time of shifting attention away from something challenging. There may be again a settling of the mind. And at that point, welcome, you're welcome to more generally reconnect with experience, sitting in the nature of your mind and body and receiving. What's here right now?